The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Vacations are always good. Sometimes they're even great. And Celebrity Cruises is about to ruin all of that. Because once you explore with us, you'll never want a vacation any other way. And with new quick Caribbean escapes, you'll never want a weekend any other way either. Celebrity Cruises. Nothing comes close. Visit celebrity.com, call 1-800-CELEBRITY, or contact your travel advisor. Ships Registry, Malta and Ecuador.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize. I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Nikki Glaser and Zach Noe Towers join the show. We talk about piercings, motivational films, and the reason I couldn't watch Nikki's special. There is such a thing as pretty privilege. Now, for
absolutely,
and like you said, like I think the people in this room are attractive,
yeah,
but not that level where we still have to work.
Yes,
we
yes.
still have to work in bed.
And we've gotten hotter, but I'm guessing because we all have good personalities. I think you've got that spray tan. Well, yes, but and this is a thing to be like, love me because I get more attention when I get a spray tan. People are nicer to me. People go, you look great. People thank you. I lost weight. You live that spray tan life, right, Jeff?
I do, but I have to tell you the reason I am not as tan as you today is because I am so obsessed with the spray tans that I had layers and layers and layers of them on my body. So I'm like detoxing right
you
now.
Have
I have to. I have to take like I can't get all the tan off my body,
Jeff. It's the worst part about a spray tan. You can't get it off. It has to naturally slough off with erosion.
I know. I know.
Like over
time. And I take
time.
Two showers a day, and it's still not coming off.
It won't
but
come off.
But I have a feeling it... No, I think in the next 2 weeks, Nikki, I can get back into spray tanning.
Yes.
But I had layer upon layer
You have to
layer.
Detox.
It's yes.
a real
so
thing.
Funny.
But you can't ever detox because if you work in this business, there's always a reason to be spray tanned. So if, like, for instance, I have I had this week. I want to look nice for it. So I get a spray tan on Monday, right? To be perfect for a Wednesday. Then I have something next Monday.
Uh-huh. You
when
spray
do
again.
I spray tan again?
You gotta spray again.
But I can't because it's going to, let's say on Sunday, I want a fresh spray tan for Monday or Tuesday morning. Sunday, I'm going to look, it's going to half of it's going to be off.
Yeah.
So then you're spraying on half. And
that's
then
that's what's happening.
And
oh my
that's what
God.
I do.
You look dirty.
That's
just
what
look,
I do.
Like, it's, and then you scrape it off. And I've scraped off my skin before. I bled because I'm trying to get this off
Loofah.
In time for the.
Loofah.
Yeah.
Try sandpaper.
Okay.
Now, you have said, when I look tan, I genuinely feel more deserving of love.
I do.
Feel the exact same way.
It's undeniable.
But see, you have an addictive
personality,
I think.
If you're a pasty white.
Yeah. You're a little spectrum-y. Like, because we've decided that you and I both are.
Yeah.
There's different levels.
I think so. There's different
and
levels.
You have it's a spectrum.
You have the same obsession with a few things that I do. Spray
mm-hmm.
tans.
Mm-hmm.
Even with food. You said that, you know, I'll do this. Like, if I have lunch today, and it's a particular kind of sandwich at a restaurant, I will eat that every single day for weeks.
Yes.
Maybe months.
And people think it's weird. I just like what I like. Why would I risk getting something different?
Especially when you don't eat a lot.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I eat a lot, but I eat a lot of things that are just like veg. Like, I like to eat so much that I eat so healthy. People think you're so healthy, but I'm eating constantly. And
I'm not.
I have a problem.
I'm not
it.
Healthy at all. I eat whatever I want, but I just eat very, very small portions.
Oh, I wish
portions,
I was like that.
Very small portions. And I told you, splitsies.
Isn't it so sad, though, when you're done? Like, I just...
I know,
I just
I can't,
get
so
such
sad.
A depression
you're
when
right.
I'm done with my meal that I can't do it. I need to just have tons of roughage so I can just constantly keep it going and keep my mouth
Sucks.
Moving.
Because at 2 o'clock, I'm like, I'm not going to eat for 24 hours.
No!
That's
Except
not
for the half
true.
A bagel in the morning.
Then you pop a Celsius and then, like, I'm good for six
yeah.
more hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's that why you can it. Eat whatever you want, but you
yeah.
just can't eat often.
Oh, it's like the
Once
Mariah Carey morsel diet.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But that's, it works.
Lots of chewing. Absolutely,
it works. But I just like eating. I would be so sad. I get sad when a meal will arrive and I get sad before I've even taken a bite because I know it's going to be over soon.
Oh, my God.
Like, I get really... Food is the reason I get up in the morning. It's the reason I have friends because I want to meet up and eat. Like, I just, food is everything.
So you didn't do Ozempic. I didn't either.
No.
Because I can't.
I looked into it because I was going through clothes weren't fitting. I was just seeing bad pictures of myself, you know, just a depression. And then you put it onto your weight. And that's clearly the problem, even though it's another thing. So I went and like looked like, how do you get Ozempic if you're maybe not like... really overweight, but I typed
it
on my...
already super skinny.
Well, if you want to lose 10 pounds, you know, like the way that the housewives do. So I went on and typed in my measurements and they're like, you're too thin for it. And I'm like,
well, you have to lie.
Thanks.
You
yeah,
lie.
I know you lie. You have to lie. I can't.
Oh, it's easy.
I don't like lying.
Have your assistant do it.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
But then...
let him lie.
It's not my lie.
That's a good point.
What about people who say, I just don't enjoy eating. I just don't like, it's just like, it's like a chore.
I can't believe those people.
Yeah, they're gaslighting themselves.
Really? You think so?
Yeah, definitely.
I think some people, it's the same as people that are like, I don't really like music. Like some people just don't have that part of their brain that like, they're like eating. Yeah, eating's a chore. I just do it to like, it's like charging my phone. I'm like, oh God, my battery's low. People feel that way.
That's crazy.
Crazy.
But it's also weird that people don't have senses of humor. Have you talked to...
I'm so jealous of that. I really am because it's a struggle to like keep it up.
Yeah.
Because sometimes you're not in the mood and people expect it from you.
Like,
And I just like that if no one expected anything from me ever, it would
be
amazing.
In the room, yeah.
Can I ask you, did you guys notice, because Carney pointed out to me, did you notice the guy that served us today at the coffee shop had a nose ring? And are you into that? Because Carney's like, I have an aversion. I can't handle it. I don't like nose rings.
Was it the septum or on the side?
Oh, that's
I have to
a great
ask Carney.
Question.
If it's on the side, it's cute.
Agreed.
Septum is kind of like very 2018, like lesbian.
Was it on the side? Oh, Jameson's asking Carney.
Yes.
But septum's I don't bold. Like when you see plugs, like guys that are wearing those
the
huge
gauges.
Plugs.
Oh,
that
the round.
That is such a mistake.
It
who
is.
Ever.
Carney says it was a septum. Sorry to interrupt.
Oh, yeah. That's the worst.
Not for me.
You look like a bull at a...
Yeah,
you're like,
there's queer for me.
No
sorry.
Getting around
sorry.
It.
Yeah, I don't like it. I used to have my nose pierced when I was like 18, and then I was going to get it again because I just liked it. Just
cute little diamond.
It's cute. It's cute. Yeah, and then I was like, wait a second. My friend goes... because I wanted to get it re-pierced, and she goes, you're not too old to have a nose ring, but you're too old to get one. And I think that was a good distinction.
I kind of think you're, yeah. I don't, maybe.
So I did a fake one.
When you're in
oh,
your
like
20s.
A magnet?
Not even a magnet, just a fake
just
ring
a
that
oh.
you just like put in and it stays all day. And it's so much better than having a nose ring because when I had a nose ring, you'd wash your face and then
you'd
it would catch
it.
On a towel and it would like spiral out and you'd be like, gah! And then also your like stuff in your nose would catch on the inside. So you'd have to like pull off this like.
Booger?
Yeah, like this. Giant, like yeah. It was just a mess, and it gets in. Piercings are a nightmare.
I agree.
Now, Nikki, I don't. I'm sure people know who you are, but sometimes they get mad at me when I don't introduce.
No, please.
So let's talk about who Nikki Glaser is. So you've been in this business for what, 20 years?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're a stand-up comedian, but you also have done several specials.
Mm-hmm.
You have a new special coming out on HBO on May 11th.
Yes.
You also have a podcast. You've also done television. You're also an executive producer and a host of, is it, they changed the name.
F-Boy Island,
F-Boy
but yeah, it's now
Island.
Lovers and Liars because for some reason they just didn't think people would be okay with, because we did F-Boy Island, F-Girl, like we have to be nice to women and we can't ever villainize women. And I'm like, I'm sure we
some
can.
Of
yeah,
them.
Let's do it. I'm ready.
Gays
love a girl villain. Are
yes.
you kidding?
And these women are powered by being called F-girls. Like, they liked
like,
it.
I just want to get mine.
Then, and they changed the name of the show, so I had to reshoot some things.
So is that, are you in the third season?
It is we did three seasons of F-Boy, and then we did F-Girl. So,
which is now
season.
Lovers and Liars.
Lovers.
Which sucks.
And liars.
That sounds like a Spanish
I like
soap
F-Girl
opera.
Better.
I did too, but people weren't watching. Like, it's on the CW, and F-Boy on the CW didn't do great because the people that watch the CW, the demo, don't know what that is. I mean, even people our age don't really know what that is. So, these women were just like, what is this thing? And so, they want a palatable. Reality show for older
sure,
women.
Broad strokes.
Yeah, like I think it's like the average age, it's like a, you know, 60-year-old woman.
F-Boy Island is so funny. On Max.
Now it's on the CW, but it's so funny.
Oh, and she's the best part of it.
Oh,
well, no,
you.
I've seen many, you know, like scenes or snippets of your comedy. I will say, when you do these roasts, You're fucking,
oh my gosh,
like,
thank you,
savage,
thank you.
You remind me of a female Ricky Gervais, and I love Ricky Gervais.
Oh my god, that's the best compliment ever.
I was like, how does she get away with it? It's because you're pretty, you're blonde with a spray tan, and you're female. I think that's how you get away with it.
You know,
because I do think you're gonna get canceled.
I don't think you're wrong. Like, yeah.
So I'm glad you're doing all these things and you're saving your money, right?
Yeah.
Okay, because I do think you're going to get canceled.
I think so too.
Yeah.
I'm inviting it. Like, I'm kind of tired. I'm okay. Like,
you want a break?
I would love a break, and then I would love a comeback.
A comeback. I was just going to say.
You know, because whatever I get canceled for, it's not going to be, I'm not a bad person. No. I know that. I'm not racist. I'm not sexist. I'm not, like, whatever it is I get canceled for, I know it's going to be like, I didn't mean to offend anyone. I'll apologize. People will say, she's not really sorry. She just wants her career back. Can it be both? But can it be both?
Yes.
And then they won't accept my apology, and then I'll go away, and then I'll maybe have a comeback, or I'll just start an animal rescue and just be happy with my life.
What a novel idea.
Yeah, like, I'll just do something else. I'll become a therapist. There's other things I can do. I know now that this isn't, like, the thing that's going to make my life worth living, is being famous or whatever it is.
There might be another career in your future after this.
Well, I will see the roast. Like, you're right. Like, I watch, because I don't watch anything I do. I don't know if you are like that, but I can't watch myself ever.
I'm
so
that
I've
way.
Never once seen any of my roasts. I've just did them, and then I never
How
watched
sad
them
for
again.
You.
I never have seen them. And people tell me all the time, like, it's the best thing you do. And I know that it went well or whatever, mm-hmm. and it definitely raised my stock in this business. But I saw one the other day for the first time. I go, I should just, like, come on, watch it. I had enough caffeine in me that I was, like, feeling confident enough. And I cannot believe what I have said into him. I can't. I don't recognize.
I can't believe it. I love it. I mean,
who do I think I am?
Oh,
yeah. I'm not kidding you. Like, I look at this girl. I'm like, who are you?
You're fearless.
How dare you? I don't even. I delusional. I would be. I'm scared to even think about doing it again because I don't know that I have that lack of empathy that I showcased. But I think I can harness it. But I don't know what. I go into some kind of weird mode when I do those.
So you brought something up. This is a good point. Because Fortune Feimster, you know, her comedy is, it's not offensive, right? Mm-mm. And she is just killing it. She's so uber successful. I'm wondering if you want to be more mainstream, mm-hmm. if you want to appeal to a broader audience. And I know you're now touring and you're doing live shows. Do you maybe avoid doing the roasts moving forward? Because does it offend a lot of people? And the next question is, do you have a lot of enemies? Because I do.
You do?
A lot.
Really?
Uh-huh. But I'm on 2 hours a day, so I offend multiple people a day.
I'm sure. I don't know that I have enemies, because I really want everyone to like me. That's the irony, right? Mm. Is, like, I'm desperate for approval from literally everyone. Like, even Donald Trump, I'd be like, I kind of hope he likes me. You're like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't I couldn't dislike someone more, but I'm still like, at least, I don't know. So I feel like I'm always trying to, in these roasts, I feel like I can go as hard as I want because they signed up for it. Like, I can't go, I don't want to talk about people in the audience who are there or maybe their kids or something. And I have gone there before, but if you sign up for the roast, it's free game. Like, I'd feel like I'm uncancelable in that. Now, I will say that, being more mainstream seems, I just can't do it. I don't know. I don't want to do anything that's not authentic to me because I will get so depressed if I'm faking it or doing something that is not me.
We've talked about this multiple times.
Yeah, they want me to be.
Zach will tailor his set to the audience.
Really?
But he also tours with Fortune.
In a Broadway.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean,
I still do, like, I open with a semen joke.
Yes.
You know what I mean? And I relate to you in that I try to write clean and it just doesn't come out.
Yes.
I go dirty. I go dark. I go.
Yeah.
That's what I want to. I don't hear those thoughts from the mainstream. Well, so I want to hear them.
I wish I could write clean as well. It's like, I would if it came naturally to me. But here's the thing. Why do we want comedians or anyone to do what they're not naturally good at? Like,
totally.
Do I want to see Paul McCartney play pickleball? Like, it's not what he's... You want to see people... Not that I would compare myself
in
to that, but
element.
Like, people always go, sex jokes are so easy. It's like, yeah, it's easy for me. Do you talk about blowjobs and anal sex explicitly on stage about your personal life? Like, that is easy for me, and it seems like I'm taking an easy way out, but... It's not easy for everyone, and it's easy for me because I have autism in that way.
But
that I don't care.
Do you like giving oral sex?
Yeah, actually,
because I think you kind of have to like it to do it well, right?
Yeah, I mean,
you gotta like the person, and you gotta like the performance of it. Right. That's, I think, what I get.
You gotta
kind of
like doing it, I guess. Right?
I love it.
Well,
okay.
I like trying to do a good job. Yeah. I like trying. I like,
you
like
pleasing. You want to
yeah.
please?
Yeah, I'm a good girl. You
now,
know?
We were talking. You have an on and off again boyfriend?
Yes.
Okay, and he's also a comedian as well.
No, he works in TV. He's a TV producer.
Oh, I see.
Yes,
okay.
Yeah,
that's a good pairing.
Yeah, it is. We're the Enneagrams. We are like a power couple because he's like pushes me to do my best, and then I perform the best because I am a people pleaser.
Nice. But it's
figured out in couples therapy that we are a dynamic duo that can achieve a lot, but it will be a broken relationship in many ways as well.
And how many times have you guys separated, got back together?
Countless at this point, over seven.
How long has
10
it
years,
been?
11 years
oh,
of that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I think the smallest break we took was probably a weekend, and then the biggest one was like 3 years. And then we got back together over COVID. We're both from St. Louis. We met in New York on my first show on MTV when I was very young, and he was a producer on it. And then we dated for a while. We created a show together, and then that show got canceled, and then we got our relationship ended after that. And then and then it was like 3 years of a break or something like that. And then we both moved back to St. Louis during COVID, and we started hanging out. And then it's...
What's the status today?
Today, it's well, we haven't seen each other for like months at this point because he's been working on productions here when I'm in St. Louis, and then we've crossed paths. So we're together, but we're, we're working on things. That's the status.
Okay. Here's my suggestion, which I did mention briefly at the coffee shop. I believe that now is your window, right? You're top of your game, you're successful, you're attractive, you're fit, all of that. I don't think you want to do this for another 10 years because here's the problem. Now you're over 50 or 50 and you're going to find, I wish I would have locked it in earlier when I had more options. So now what's happening is if you wait too long, you're going to have to not settle, but you're going to have to change what you're attracted to. And you also have to change your behavior because right now you're high maintenance, you're difficult. Mm. So because you're pretty, they're going to put up with that now, not 10 years from now.
Yeah, and you're not wrong. And there's a part of me that's like, well, you know, like if you're shiny enough and successful enough, they'll put up with it. Because
yes,
even if you're old, not as a woman. Like men aren't really attracted to like, wow, she's famous. And if they are, I'm not really attracted to that kind of guy. I like a guy who's just like, I don't really care what's going on. Like, I kind of have that. Like, I'm not impressed by all of this.
Yeah.
Like, I like that.
It's cute that you have
your thing.
Because
I have to prove myself to them constantly.
You sure it's not a knack? Because today you walked into the coffee shop and you were like, oh, hi, what's your name? We haven't met. And she's like, Carney Wilson.
No, she said Carney. And then I was like, no way. Because, I grew up in it. I never really saw them. I heard them a lot, but I never saw. So I don't. Her face isn't recognizable to me. And then we did The Masked Singer together, and she was masked, and so I didn't see her in that way. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, of course. Like, she was very familiar because I have seen her face. But she's, I was like, oh my god, it was so exciting.
Don't ever fuck with people, famous people, and be like, oh, who are you?
No,
what's your name?
No, I like let them know how much I love them because I'm a stan. Like, I love celebrities. Like, that's why I'm in this business. I was obsessed with Dave Matthews in high school, and I was like, I need to find a way to like meet him in a real way where I'm in his business. And so that was like, I'll just be famous. Or Jennifer Aniston, I want to be friends with her, so I have to figure out a way in so that I can be friends with these people. And so that was
Has it worked? It's working.
I have some friends that I'm like, whoa, like it's
famous
really cool.
Friends.
Like being friends with David Spade is like one of the best achievements of my life because he's one of the funniest people of all time. And I'm like, oh my God, like Bob Saget I was friends with. Like there's certain, I think those are my achievements in this business when people go, what's the coolest thing about what you've done? I'm like, the friendships I've been able to
make. Will you ask David if he's still mad at me?
Is he mad at you? No, he's not mad at anyone.
Okay, because I used to work for him.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes. In what way? What do you mean?
Like construction design.
Whoa.
Yeah, tell him, talk to him.
Okay.
But he got mad.
I'm sure he's not mad.
He got mad
at
because I couldn't. I finished my project, but he wanted to do more, and I couldn't because I had to go film, and he wouldn't film.
Right.
So I said to him, I kept telling him, like, hey, I got to start shooting the show. I want you to be a part of it. And then I can continue.
Yeah.
And then I kept telling him while I was doing it. I'm like, okay, we got to wrap this up. And then when Flipping Out started filming, he said, no, I'm not going to film. I'm like, okay, well, then I have to go. And then he was mad. Well, but hopefully he's over it by now.
I think he's probably
over it. Because he was fun. I liked him.
He's so funny. He's one of the funniest people to ever live. He's just naturally so funny, everything he says. I doubt he's still mad at you. He's one of those people that worries if people are mad at him. That's his, you know, like, so you guys are on the same page, and you're both not
probably
mad at each other.
Okay.
Like, it's, I'm 100% sure he'll be like, Jeff is mad at me.
Do y'all still have a split bill residency?
Yes,
in
at
Vegas?
The Venetian. We're doing a residency. Spade and I do a show. I think it's coming up May 17th and 18th at the Venetian in Vegas, and we do it like 3 times a year.
That's like
such so fun.
A good ticket.
It's such a good show.
In one. Come on.
And then you can go see you too at the Sphere and be kind of disappointed. But no, it's such a good show. And because like when you travel, you're just. I'm always the headliner, and then like I bring like opening acts, and I like to watch them and stuff. But like usually, I'm like I'm nervous. I'm about to go on stage. I open the show, so I do my set, and then I just get to sit on the side of the stage and watch my favorite comedian. Yep. It's so fun.
I don't know if it was your publicist, your manager, your team. Someone sent me a link to your HBO special that is premiering on
the new one?
May 11th, I believe.
I'm jealous.
Now, you can watch it on HBO, or it will then be available on Max, correct?
On Max, yes.
Now, I've heard a lot of great things about it. Shane, you watched it. Jameson, you watched it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. I tried to watch it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what happened.
Okay.
It's like that email and that link is like trying to crack the fucking Da Vinci Code.
I'm so sorry.
I had to click a link, send an email, click that link, get another email, download the app, open it on my phone, log in, verify your account, click a new email. It's
not worth it.
I got so angry. Nikki, I was screaming.
I'm so glad you didn't watch it after going through that.
I was
you
so
resented
mad.
It.
I was so mad to the point where Shane had already gone home for the night. He had to come back.
No.
Help me get it on the computer. And
I'm
then
so
let me
sorry.
Tell you what happened, Nikki. I was outside. I was working out.
Yeah.
Shane said, I got it all ready for you. Just, you know,
just
all you have to do
play.
Is press play. I went back in.
Don't say it.
I got my non-alcoholic beer. I was ready to sit down at the computer and watch Nikki Glaser. It's called
Someday You'll Die.
Someday You'll Die. It said it timed in due to inactivity. It timed out.
What?
And Nikki, I almost canceled you today. I mean, so angry.
I can't believe I'm here.
As I was doing all these steps, I was like, oh shit, I hope Shane's helping him with this. I was like,
that is too much.
I did
Who
it from
cares?
My computer.
What
at
is it,
home.
A Taylor Swift album? Like, just put it on YouTube.
When they said our screener, when they said the screeners of Hollywood Houselift, it's like, here's the link. The password is password. Just plug it in. Like, there's no security at all.
Right.
Zero.
This was literally.
I'm so sorry.
And when I tried to do it at home from my laptop's like old. So I had to like update my browser, download Chrome, get a second laptop.
God.
It was literally.
Well, when it comes out May 11th,
insane.
This will not be people's. Experience.
Just
I think
it
it'll
Max.
Just be.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah. But, I mean, I wouldn't if I were you either.
No,
like, just
I'm
put
done.
Your foot down. You
I'm
tried.
Done.
You put in the hour.
You spent
that
an
you,
hour, yeah.
Yeah. That's what you. Yeah. You don't have to watch
so
it.
So I was like, fuck it. I'm going to watch episode 8 of Palm Royale.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed
Why
it.
Couldn't you
I enjoyed
that?
It very much.
No. That special's really funny. I was at my desk
Wouldn't
watching
know.
Yesterday, multiple times laughing out loud with headsets on, everyone around me just looking at me laughing.
Oh, good.
Really, really funny.
Oh, thank you so much. It's, you know, you do it and it goes well live, and then you edit it, and then you hate yourself from the edit because you just have seen it too many times, and then you don't go, is this even funny? Like, it starts to go like, so it's nice, and then you wait a really long time because everyone that you worked on it with is like, it's great, but everyone else has seen it too many times too, so we're all delusional. We don't even know what it is.
Yeah.
And then the first even inkling that you get of like, if people will like this, is people, when you do press and people have watched it and they have like a reaction like that. So that really means a lot to me.
Laughed out loud.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
Ooh,
I have no notes, no comments,
I'm,
nothing.
I'm honestly so glad you didn't see it, because then if you didn't like it, I could like, you would probably be nice, but then I could tell if you didn't.
Yeah.
And that would be devastating to me if you didn't.
Because I'd be like, so I really liked it.
Oh,
I'd just
exactly.
like shake my head no as
I
I'm saying it.
I could just tell. You know, like you're an honest person. Like, so I'm okay with you not having seen it.
I feel
it, but
like
it's
if
great.
I was able to. To open that link, that I would have
you
enjoyed
would have
it.
Enjoyed it.
You
yes.
love it.
But you know how you plan your whole evening around something, and then when it doesn't work, you're just like, fuck.
It's
now I've got an hour to fill.
Yeah. It's
that's kind of what happened.
Me with porn. Honestly, a lot of porn that I watch won't load, and it'll be like the thing that I think is going to be the best video to like take me to the next level, and then it won't load, and then I just start like analyzing the expectations I have of this, and like why am I even on this site? Why am I watching this video that I would have been like 6 months ago, like, I'll never watch something like that. And then I'm here. So then, yeah, that's how I feel. That's the only
What are the
I
search
relate.
Words that you type in? I'm just curious.
Okay. Are we ready? I don't know Wait. If I'm ready to reveal this. I also, looked at you because I'm just like, will you hold my hand as I admit, like, anal, like, training? Like, okay, I like people, I like girls doing anal. But like first time, not painal, because I don't like that, like where they're like, ouch. But I want it to kind of hurt their ego in okay. a way. Like I want them to be like, I'm not sure about this. Like, I don't think I can. And the guy's like, yeah, you can't. Like, I like when it's like, you can push through. Because I think that's like how I live my life is like, you can do hard things. And like when you get through them, like that's when you mean something. That's when you matter. So I like these girls like putting themselves.
Stories of survival.
Yes.
Okay.
Naked and afraid and penetrated. Yeah, I like, so I type in like training a lot because I like when men are like, you got to do this and you did it. Good job. Like I like good girl. I like that's like okay. kind of positive reinforcement.
You like role
And then
playing.
Gangbangs. Gangbangs are my like
yeah,
number
well, who,
one.
Who doesn't?
Thing. It's so good.
Yeah.
Like you like them as well?
I'll watch.
I love it. I like being the center of attention. I like all these people trying to scramble to get in me. It's like easy, easy. I like that feeling of like being in demand.
Wanted, yes.
Yes, that okay. multiple people are lining up and they're all trying to get in at the same time. And
it's like a
Black Friday sale.
Yes, yes,
yes. Your
Let me.
They're stepping over each other. Yeah, that's yeah.
You
that's,
are better looking than your boyfriend.
No, he's got a better face, but he's shorter.
Okay.
His face is like, if he was a taller guy, he would be dating like a Margot Robbie. Like he's got a really handsome face, but because it's on a smaller frame, I got him on discount.
Okay. So, moving forward.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that you're the better looking one.
Oh, really?
In the relationship.
No, I don't like that, Jeff. I want someone to go, wow, she must have a great, she must be amazing because she got this guy.
Really good in bed.
My friends all want a guy that's less attractive than them.
Yes.
But I'm always like, I want more attractive because
he's hot.
I want more because I want people to be like, whoa, she must be so great.
Yeah.
Because he's willing to put up with that.
What does willing, he see?
Because men, in straight relationships, men, the worst they'll ever do is date someone that looks exactly like them. They never date down. And so if a guy dates a woman who's less attractive than him, everyone thinks she's a beard. I mean, that's the general thing. But if she's clearly not, then she must just be so amazing. And that's what I want people to think about me. And I just like, and I like, it's a trophy. It's like, guess who I got?
This.
Guess, like, I must be pretty fantastic. It just gives me a pride.
Now, when you are on these pauses, you've obviously dated other people.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Not, I mean, don't go crazy, but yeah, I've dated other people. And that's what always makes me, I mean, I have a joke about it, but, and it's kind of true. It's like, I date other people and then I go back to my boyfriend all the time, my ex-boyfriend and then my boyfriend. Because I look at him after dating these guys and I'm like, oh my God, he's the best I can do. Because you date these other people and you're like, oh, I thought I could do, or like you kind of see what's out there and you're like, oh no, I actually peaked with this guy. I peaked at 5'8".
Oh, so dating other people then has not helped the situation.
No, it's made me go, this is grim. And I actually have it really good with him. And then it makes me appreciate him more. I feel like we're in a marriage. I feel like it's a marriage that, like, you know, marriages all go through, like, really years where it's, like, stale and you might, it would be nice to not be with this person, but you stay because we're married and we're committed and it'll get better. But we break up during those times and we get to go have sex with other people. And then we always kind of know we can get back together. Like, there's always this vibe of, like, even recently we were kind of talking about, like, is this an ending? And, I mean, it is. It's at this point we've dated now again. We've been back on for 3 years and it's like I'm approaching 40. This is BS to keep going through this, like breaking up and getting back together. Yeah. We know that if we break up again, it's got to be final. But he even said we could always get back together. And I was just so soothed by that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, yes, we can. Why can't? Well, of course we can. Forever and ever. I really like that. I don't like things to be final and done. I'm really impressed when someone can break up with someone and never get back together with them. I just can't even imagine.
Mm.
I always wanted to be on the table.
I do. I used to recycle.
Yeah?
Yeah. I used to do that. I used to go back and forth.
And why do you think you don't do it anymore?
I've just...
Do you, like, value yourself or, like,
well,
self-esteem?
It's not that.
Yeah. I'm just trying to change the way that I do things, like moving forward. And I've also even told Shane in the car today, I'm really trying to change what I'm attracted to.
Isn't that so hard?
It is.
Because you...
Well, we like drama, right? Yeah. I do. And I really... It's not good for me. Like, it's not good for me. But I want to ask you this, because when you were out dating... Didn't you have, because I'm having fun. You didn't have fun when you were dating?
Not really, because I don't find it, I get really excited very early on and have all these expectations, and then they don't text back the right thing, or they don't text mm-hmm. back at all, or you see the bubble go up and it goes away, and my mood will be affected by that the rest of the day, the rest of the week. And I just can't put myself through that, of these expectations and getting let down. And at least in my relationship, if he's being weird, I can be like, what's going on here? You know, like I can confront it, but when it's a guy that you're dating,
yeah,
you're like, I have to act cool about this fact yeah. that I'm like freaking out, and I'm really upset that you're not writing back to me, and I don't like that. But I remember I dated one guy, and he was really nice, and he was like the kind of guy that I should go for, really nice,
yes.
isn't like just working on himself, like walks around with a book. You know, like just.
Oh, he reads?
Yeah, he's like a reader. Wow. He sent me a book about being like the gifted child and how it's like a curse, even though I'm not. But he like he just was like talking about like he meditates, shit like that. You know, that I was like, okay, this is the type of person. And then.
Introspective. Deep.
Yeah. Deep. And just like, and not like not impressed by me, but not like, whoa, you know, David, whatever. Like, he just seemed normal, St. Louis basic.
Okay.
And but basic in an interesting way. And I was like, okay, this is good for me. Even though I'm not, like, horny for this yet, I will be. And then we were at dinner or lunch, and he told the waitress, she told us something was running late. And he goes, no, cool beans.
Oh.
And I just couldn't, like, that saying cool beans, I literally had to go, did you just say cool beans? Like, was that ironic? Or do you say, like, is that sincere? And he was like, no, I say cool beans. And I was just like, it wasn't just that, because that encompassed a lot of things. Like, he doesn't have people in his life telling him not to say that. Like,
yeah,
he doesn't.
Needs you.
He needs really me, needs but you. I can't carry that.
No.
But, you
cool
know, like,
beans is a problem.
I told him, you can't say that anymore. And he
yeah.
was like, what? Really? Like, he was freaked
yeah,
out. I go, no, it's so
that.
Bad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sorry this is over. Like, it was kind of like he sensed that, like, this, I'm not going to have sex with him. Because it was at that point where I was like, I think I might have sex with this person. Then Cool Beans came out, and I was like, it's not me, but you're going to find an amazeballs woman someday that says shit like that. And we'll put up with that corny stuff, but I can't tell. I'm not attracted.
Amazeballs. Now, what about, because I know that you and I had a brief discussion about guys that will, like, ask for consent.
Yeah. Like, can I?
Or can
that.
I kiss you?
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
Now, I understand where that's probably not hot.
Right.
But what if you're dating someone who just doesn't know an appropriate time to do it, and you almost need them to ask? So you can say, no,
absolutely.
We're at valet in front of 25 people.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Can I kiss you? No, you can't.
No.
No.
You should ask. People should ask. And sometimes
right?
it can take the heat out of the moment if you want that, like, movie scene that you imagine in your head of your first kiss. But I think they need to ask. They absolutely do.
Okay.
Because then you're like, and then that little, if you're not ready for it, and it doesn't mean you don't want to kiss them, but if it's not the right place,
yeah.
and you go like, yeah, that can, like, really, I've done that before. My first kiss was actually that. My first kiss, it was late in high school. I was really scared of boys, nervous to be around them. And then finally this guy was like, I like you. And we were both watching TV, and I was like, I like you too. He's sitting in his dad's, like, lounge chair, and I'm on the couch. And I was just like, oh my God, this is the first time, like, a guy I like likes me back, and, like, I'm so excited about this. Like, holy shit, like, it's happening. And he's like, so I can ask you on a date someday? And I was like, yeah. And so we're just, like, watching Letterman, just kind of, like, awkward. And I was just like, I mean, I am so excited. Like, this is all I've wanted, is just confirmation someone likes me, but I don't have to do anything about it yet. And he gets up, and he just, like, runs over and just, like, jumps on me. And I'm like, get off! Like, I pushed him off. I was like, ew! And he's just like, and then he was so embarrassed, he runs to the kitchen and starts slamming cabinets and going like, you fucking idiot! You stupid! And I'm just sitting in his living room like, Andy, it's okay. Like, we were friends. And I was like, it's fine, Andy, it's fine. Like, I'm sorry. That just, like, scared me for a second. And I didn't know he was chugging vodka and then he drives me home, and he drives like 90 miles an hour home, like, so terrifying. When I get out of the car, he's so embarrassed and mad at me. He pulls off before I've even gotten out of the car. The car nearly runs me over. So this is, like, why I have trauma around men just kiss. So that's why I'm scared of dates, because I'm really scared of actually a guy, like, kissing me and me rejecting him, and then him being like, well, you're ugly anyway, or like, or yeah. I'm gonna run over you. Now I'm gonna be mad at you because you rejected me. So I don't I have, when I was single, I had extreme anxiety over a date and what I was expected to do because this guy not only paid for the meal, but took time out of his day for me. Like, I always feel like I owe them. And that's why I don't like dating. And I usually only want to date people, or like, I only get romantic interest in friends that I've been hanging out with for a while. I don't like just showing up and being like, we might have sex. Let's eat spring rolls about it. You know, like, I just, it's too much expectation. So I like to start as friends and then I decide when I want to take it to the next level. Or I can be attracted to celebrities because I already have a rapport with them because I've watched so much of them. So I feel like I know them. So I could have sex with a celebrity the first night I meet them, but never with someone just random.
Really?
And it's not because they're a celebrity. I mean, it's probably a little bit of that, but it's also because I can listen to podcasts where they've been on it. I can watch their YouTube videos,
so you
and
know
you feel like you know them.
Yeah.
And then I can be like, okay, I can picture myself having sex with this person.
Well, can't fuck up because of PR purposes.
Right. Well, they kind of do, because once you get to know people that are on and then they're not on,
then it's like
they're so different, and then it's really gross.
Yeah.
Are you into either one of you, public affection?
Yeah, I'd like it. I just saw a picture of Ali Wong and Bill Hader like walking out of that Sushi Park restaurant that everyone goes to, and they were like holding hands and laughing. And
hands is one thing. But people that are like making out in public.
But they were laughing too.
Oh, they were laughing.
They're in love.
The holding hand. Someone touching like the small of my back.
Oh, small of my back. I
walk in somewhere.
Love.
I love it. I just got my boyfriend to start doing it. Like, he's not like a really touchy person, but now he's been, and I love it. I don't want to make out in front of people. No, I think that's just disgusting to make other people watch.
And
that.
Your boyfriend has to like reach up
to touch the small of my back. It's the tall of my back for him.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on SiriusXM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the SiriusXM app.